Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday. This is Awaken to Empowerment with Carol Ann Parisi. Wealth of Wisdom Wednesday. Ooh, happy 2018. How you doing? Sticking with the grind, the goals, the purpose, the passion that you've desired. Have you started that business yet? Created a plan? How's that relationship going? Well, guess what? It's time to awaken to consciousness. It's time to have inspiration. It's time to awaken to timeless truth. Time to go from transition to transformation. It's time to set your soul free. It's time to awaken to timeless truths, and it's time for a paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless. It's time for peace, love, empowerment, and freedom. It's time to discover your ideal life and discover your destiny and purpose. Welcome, freedom-loving souls. We're going to talk about things to benefit you, things that will enhance your entrepreneurship, your wellness, your fitness, and we're here. So thank you for joining me. This is Carol Ann Parisi. It's time to create your ideal life now, like right now. You know, none of us, we are all created, and we are all created for excellence, passion, purpose, personal power, and we are all unique and different. And just think about it, scientifically, our DNA patterns are all unique, and it'll never be here again. It never was. You are part of the universe that is uniquely different from anything else, okay? So you got to just seek your truth and your path and your purpose. And, you know, clarity is power. Clarity with action is superpower. So when you know what you're supposed to be doing, do it. Take little steps. Get a coach. Okay, I know we repeat this over and over again, but that is, you know, repetition is what really grounds these timeless truths in our brains, in our subconscious mind. We've talked extensively about our subconscious mind. So, you know, one thing I'm seeing way too much of lately is non-love. And I'm going to read something from an Enoch Tan, Mind Reality. But, you know, acting with love energy leads to an increased life. We've talked about vibrational energy. Love is one of the highest vibrations. It is healing. It is soothing. And you know, when we put our heart out and we put our heart into what we do, And we totally are present in our thoughts and our behavior and our actions, we're really going to be, you know, exhibiting and projecting the highest vibrational energy. And it's life-giving and it's good. You know, when it's done from the heart, it is fabulous. You know, when you enjoy doing something, you could do it for hours and hours. You are passionate about it. You're enthusiastic. It's timeless. You could just keep on going, and you're putting your heart energy in there, your love energy. That essence is communicating love and vibration to the world, and that's really a huge secret of success. So if you're not loving what you're doing, if you're just going through the motions of a J-O-B every day, if you're just hanging in there, you know, start thinking differently. Start loving what you're doing. Find something about that gig that you love. Something, one little thing, and then put all that high vibe energy into it. Remember, we become what we think about most of the time. And if you're at some place where you really hate being and you're grudging over it, you're going to be thinking all those negative thoughts, and that's just going to exacerbate. So find that one little seed of greatness, that one little thing that you love, that you know, even if you're in a effed up relationship, find a couple things, one thing about that person that you really like to make it more tolerable for that time. Now, truly, if you are being physically abused and mentally abused, you need to exit immediately because abuse is a different situation. But if you're going through a rough patch in a relationship or contemplating, you know, a transition, find some of the seeds of greatness, the little gold nuggets of that person that you initially, you know, try and find them. Maybe they've gotten so ugly they don't have them anymore. But that's, you know, put love energy into everything. You know, don't go through the motions for the sake of doing something, you know. If you experience anything without a high vibe, love energy, I mean, you know, I got to tell you, when I did makeup, I loved doing makeup. When I was taking my country bath, I loved it. It was hard, but I loved the idea of helping to affect change and helping to teach people. I love doing this because these are timeless truths. These are the things the ancient sages knew all along, and I spent a lot of time in study and reading and doing and working with people, and we just are, we're really, really here to help each other and love each other. So to me, this is, you know, I love doing this. You got to love what you do. But sometimes, you know, what we do, we don't love all the time, but you got to find that one seed and nugget, okay? Don't go through the motions of just doing something. There's no life in it, so you need to get that energy vibe up because it's really going to determine the effect it has on everything. So, you know, go forth, love, be awesome. Let's see how much time we have because I do want to get in a little bit to our motivation manifesto, maybe some weight loss tips. I hope everybody's, like, sticking with their goals this year. You know, it's so important, especially this first 3 weeks. It's the hardest. That's when we're really developing habit patterns. So hopefully everybody's feeling well, not getting by the flu. You know, an immunity booster is eating one pink grapefruit a day, and it really does help to boost the production of germ-fighting antibodies and T cells by up to 33%. So you can quickly trounce invading viruses in bacteria, plus bounce back 2 days faster than if you fall ill. So this is from a UCLA scientist. how cute, I sneeze now, right? The fruit is rich in immunity-strengthening carotenoids. Oy vey. How come I didn't know that? Plus each one contains 120% of the daily value of vitamin C. So that's yummy, yummy pink grapefruit. So, you know, a pink grapefruit I think is one of the lowest carb fruits. You have to look at the carb. I don't know what it is, but pink grapefruit's not bad. And stress reliever, the tart scent of a lime, soothes the amygdala, and that's the brain's anxiety center, and it helps you to feel calmer and less anxious within 2 minutes. So the first bite or sip of a lime-infused drink, report British researchers, limes contain a family of nutrients, limonoids, that help nourish and heal overworked adrenals. Okay, that's good. Cutting stress levels by as much as 25% if you enjoy a half a lime daily. Now, here's a mood lifter. Snacking on pomelo can chase away sadness in 5 minutes, suggests studies at Chicago Smell and Taste Treatment Research Foundation. Pomelo's acidic bite, and they taste like mild grapefruit, stimulates the formation of mood-boosting brainwaves, and they're also rich in potassium, a mineral that revs up production of the feel-good serotonin. So that's a little bit of nutrition information. This is from First for Women, January edition. So that's some really, really good stuff. Now, we're going to go right back into that motivation manifesto we were reading about the other day. And it says, we shall not break our integrity. That's the thing we left with. I do have to blow my nose. You have to give me a second here. For me, I think I have allergies. I've kicked up a lot of dust in this new house. They've been redoing drywall. We did floors, all dusty kind of stuff, and I just kind of like, ugh. Eyes are itchy, nose is runny, but I feel great. But anyway, let's talk about this motivation manifesto and the Declaration of Personal Power. So we did a few, and we must ask ourselves, when will we be really ready to ascend to another level of existence? Okay, and that's what this is. It's about creating your ideal life. Here are some of the principles so far. We shall meet our life with full presence and power. We shall reclaim our agenda. We shall defeat our demons. We shall advance with abandon. We shall practice joy and gratitude. We shall not break our integrity. Now, for today, we are not transmitting or receiving love as we were divinely intended to. We are filtering love rather than feeling it. We fell for the prevailing hysteria. Protect your heart. And we begin to believe that love itself had enemies needed protecting. When we were hurt, we felt that love was somehow diminished or damaged. But hurt has nothing to do with love, and love is unaffiliated with and unaffected by pain. Ego is hurt, not love. Love is divine. It is everywhere, every present, and abundant and free. It is a spiritual energy that at this very moment is flowing through the universe, through us, through our enemies, through our families, our billions of souls. It was never absent from our lives. It's not bound in our hearts and our relationships, and thus it's not capable of being owned or lost. We have allowed our awareness of love to diminish. This is all. In doing so, we have caused our own suffering. We must mature and realize that freeing our mind of ancient hurts and opening once more to love shall give us access to divine strength, to stand emotionally open before the world and give of our hearts without fear of hurt or demand of reciprocity. This is the ultimate act of human courage. For this, we now declare, we shall amplify love. I think we can agree that today's big message point is about love. Love, love, love. Project love in all we do, in all we say, in our work, in our relationships, in our thoughts, in our attitudes, in our emotions. Really, the greatest gift is love. Jesus said it. They asked him, what is the greatest commandment? Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love others. Love God, love others. Love. Put love in everything you do. Put love, do things that you love from the heart. So I know it's not Valentine's Day, but hey, every day is a good day to come from the heart. And, you know, think love, because thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We can be, do, have whatever our heart desires is love. And create our ideal lives of love and fulfillment and happiness and peace and love and empowerment. So today's message is love. Love in what you're doing, love of others. Try and find a seed of greatness in everything. And this is Wealth of Wisdom Wednesday. This is Carol Ann Purdy. So Empowerment Radio. I hope I've served you today. I hope this show has given you one little new idea or sparked something in you to go forth and be awesome. I thank you for joining me today on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. This is Carol Ann Parisi. We'll catch you next time. Until then, peace, love, freedom, and empowerment, and of course, peace of mind. This is Carol Ann. Go.